Day 16 confession. Poor, wretched, miserable, blind, naked. Laodicea, part 3. Today's title may have caused you to think, what a sad description of the Laodicean church. You may have detached yourself from their conditions, but let's look deeper. Jesus responded to their perspective that we looked at yesterday of being rich, self-sufficient, and not needing anything. And he said, you don't realize that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. That's in Revelation 3:17. In his eyes, they were in a terrible condition, very unhappy, needy, unable to see, and vulnerable. In verse 18, Jesus urges them to let him purify them, cleanse them, open their eyes so he can expose their innermost issues and set them free. He shared this at the beginning of his ministry. He came to give sight to the blind and set people free. That's in Luke 4:18. So, Father God, we come before you. We confess our tendency to think we're okay because we don't ask for your searchlight to reveal what's hidden in our hearts. We confess we are wretched sinners who need to confess our sins on a regular basis. We are miserable, unhappy at the things that we do that displease you and don't really satisfy, and mournfully admit they grieve your spirit. We confess that our hearts are deceitfully wicked, as you say, often keeping us from seeing how poor we are and how much we need you. We confess, we forget you can see everything we do, you know everything we think, nothing gets away from you. Forgive us, O Lord. We repent of not letting your word reveal our innermost parts that need cleansing, forgiveness, change, and revival, thinking that we're right without letting your flashlight show areas that still need your transforming touch, for hiding any sin, pretending it doesn't matter, or taking it lightly. Through your lens, may our sins that we cover, neglect, or dismiss get revealed, and that you lead us on how to change. We thank you for your word that we can pray with David. Search us, O God, and know our hearts. Test us and know our anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in us and lead us in the everlasting way, Psalm 139. And we pray for godly sorrow that would bring repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret, and not have worldly sorrow that brings death. We thank you that blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Help us to see ourselves as poor in spirit. Without you, we are nothing, and we are very poor. And we thank you for the good news that you preached the first time you opened up the scriptures, even though you were reading from Isaiah in Luke 4:18. You said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon you because he has anointed you to proclaim good news to the poor, proclaim freedom for the prisoners, recovery of sight for the blind, and to set the oppressed free. In Jesus' name, we're grateful.